BOE back in session. We are on to BOE number 9, I believe. Classification. It looks like a nightly rental. I don't see a phone number on this one.
It's not on there.
Okay, maybe I've got one. I may have one in the file here.
I can read it. It's up on the screen.
Probably. Let's not read it on. We're live.
It's up on the screen.
It looks like. Please give the number you wish to call the board. Okay, there it is. I got it. The 913 number. Okay. My name is David Akers. I'm chairman of the Taney County BOE. We're calling a bit early. Is this okay?
Let me see if my wife is available.
Okay.
Give me just a second.
And just so you know, for the downward adjustment of indexes, right now he's already down 6.02%.
Well, he's just appealing classification, not value.
Right, but just to let you know.
Right.
They're already getting breaks.
Yeah, give me just a second. She's going to come on up here. Give me just a minute.
Sure.
His appeal page?
Hello?
He says it's worth.
Yeah, are you there?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Yes, this is David Akers with the Taney County BOE. We've got yours in front of us. We're calling a little bit early. We appreciate you being able to take us up early, but it's my understanding that this is an appeal of the classification, not of any valuation or anything.
Correct.
Okay. And I'm assuming that this is a property that you own down here and is put into a nightly rental program periodically?
Correct.
Okay. Do you all own, or does the Elder Family Trust own any other properties in Taney County?
No.
Okay. And are you familiar at all with what we've been doing in the past, since the past 4 years, on these kind of properties?
So I think there's an option to go mixed use.
Well,
and then Oh,
yeah. Well, let me explain this to you real quick. Probably should have asked a better question. What we've been doing on these properties is that if you own just one property in Taney County and you put it in a nightly rental program periodically, on the first one we give a break because we assume that you and family and other people that you know are going to be using it at some point as well. But if you have more than one property in Taney County that you put in nightly rental, all of those, rest of those would be 100% commercial. But the first one we classify as 25% commercial, 75% residential. So that's typically what we do. Do you have any thing else that you would like to say about that?
No, I think we've read about that, and that's what we're after.
Okay.
The evidence I sent to you guys shows our year-end reports from Thousand Hills, so it does show the owner nights where we have stayed, just to sort of prove that we are using it
right
for personal use.
All right, I would make a motion to classify this property as mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
I'll second.
There's a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right, we appreciate you being available, and good luck. We'll get a decision out in a few days.
Okay, does that come in the mail? How does that work? Does it come in the mail? Or?
Yes, it will.
Okay.
It'll come to the end.
I just appreciate your time.
Not a problem. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
A good distraction, okay? This looks like it's supposed to be in person, and this is at 10:30, so we're still before that. Are any of you all here for an appeal?
Yep. I'm for a good distraction.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good distraction? Okay, come on up. Is this also a nightly rental classification issue, or is this something different?
Yes, classification.
Okay. Do you or does the company own any other properties in Taney County?
So I'm representing A Good Distraction. My name is Tyann Marsink.
I'm sorry?
My name is Tyann Marsink, and A Good Distraction LLC is not my LLC, but I'm standing here for her. As far as I know, A Good Distraction does not own any others in Taney County.
Technically, I mean, I run this a little bit loosely, but technically we can't have a third person unless they're specific, like an attorney or a real estate agent, mm-hmm. somebody like that. Generally speaking, we have to have an owner of the property. But I guess, are you representing more than just her?
So, yes. There's. You'll see my name several times.
Okay. What do you do?
So I'm a local property manager.
Okay.
And the form that says, you know, you have someone to stand up there for you in person says nothing about having to be an attorney or real estate agent or anything like that.
All right. With respect to these properties, do you have any knowledge of, and I don't know how many you're on, mm-hmm. but do you have any properties that are, or do you manage any properties where they own more than one?
Yes.
Okay. And so you'll be able to distinguish those as to which owners those are.
Correct.
Okay. All right. On this particular one, you don't know of any other properties. Do we have any other information that there's any? Okay. Susan, do you have any other information that there?
No.
Right. Okay. And so on this particular one, I assume what the owners are wanting is the mixed-use classification?
Actually, no, we'd like 100% residential.
Okay.
And I know you commented earlier that you must follow the statute, so my evidence is literally the statutes and wanted to point out a few things that are in there. The Missouri Constitution, Article 10, Section 3, establishes the principle of uniform taxation to ensure fairness in Missouri's tax system, that the taxes must be uniform across the same class or subclass of subjects to prevent the discriminatory taxation within a class. So part of that is that Taney County has no registration system to know exactly which properties are nightly rentals and which are not. And without a county registration system, you cannot fairly apply the tax across the board. Now, Johnson County, Missouri, just voted and passed legislation, an ordinance 2 weeks ago, stating exactly this, that they can't assess these as, reclassify them as commercial because they had no countywide registration. And it was
Johnson County, Kansas, or Missouri?
No, Johnson County, Missouri.
Missouri. Talk about Warrensburg?
No, Johnson County, Kansas City.
That's Kansas.
No, Johnson County, Missouri.
Johnson County, Kansas is Kansas side. Johnson County, Missouri is Warrensburg.
Okay, I don't know what
Jackson
the actual...
Jackson County is Kansas
sorry,
City.
Jackson. I'm sorry. Jackson County. Yes.
Okay.
Jackson County, June 18th, legislation. Commissioners said because they don't have a countywide registration, they cannot apply the tax reclassification fairly across the board. Therefore, they were postponing it. Well over 100 counties in Missouri do not even do this. It's only a handful that have decided to do it. And only recently, within the past few years. Now, I know our county assessor has used the 2004 Shipman versus Dominion case as the foundation of doing this, but I also want to point out why in that case law that they decided the way they did. When you look deeper into it, besides the whole residential part.
Can I save you a little bit on that one?
Absolutely.
We don't follow it.
Okay, excellent.
Yeah.
Okay. But yeah.
We don't follow the reason. Excuse me. We don't take that as precedent, or at least the board has not, when we made our decision on the 2575, that the shipment applied to this situation.
Gotcha. Okay.
Okay. Go ahead. Yeah.
All right, yeah. So I do want to point out, for instance, another property in the same neighborhood that is listed on Airbnb, it is marketed as a nightly rental, is classified as 100% residential. So therefore, the taxation is not being applied fairly and across the board in the county. So yeah, until Taney County has a registration-wide system, I don't believe it's following the Constitution of Missouri.
Okay. Any comments from the board? Okay. Whether you agree with what we've done in the past or not,
yeah.
I greatly appreciate your thoughts, and I'm as the longest running member of the board up here right now, we have heard all kinds of things, and there are a lot of issues I can say right now. The assessor is absolutely right. They don't have the manpower to do a lot of the things that they need to do. I think that's true across most of the state of Missouri. They don't have the manpower to do a lot of things. They're trying to get to them. With respect to the properties, if she knows about it, it gets the assessment. Not everyone, I mean, they miss some. That's just the reality. And they don't always get told that properties are being used for nightly rental. And it happens on a year-to-year basis. And so I understand those challenges. When we made this decision, we were trying to do the best we can with what we had. And so far, the tax commission, at least the one decision, as I've mentioned earlier, did uphold what we did. And that's a state tax commission case. There are people that are, the assessor would indicate that there are counties that are doing exactly the opposite of what you're saying, and assessing everything 100% commercial if you put it in a nightly rental program. And then there's a lot of people, individual owners, such as the people you represent, who think that this should be 100% residential across the board because of their property. And, of course, the hotel associations don't want that, but that has nothing to do with it. But that's just all of the factors that we're fighting mm-hmm. with. When you say that there are only a few counties doing this, well, Branson is probably unique in that we have probably more nightly rentals than any other county in the state because we of our vacation destination down here, even above St. Louis, Kansas City area. I already know we have more hotels in this area than Kansas City does. But it is very unique. And if you read our decision that we made, we kind of go through that as well. At least at this point, since the legislature will not do any for either side, residential or commercial, just won't make a decision on it. We're going with what, or at least that's what we've been doing, going with what we have had and the decision that we made. And we think it was probably a good decision because we get yelled at by both the assessor and the taxpayer about what we're doing. So it was probably a good decision in our mind. Now, whether or not it is and whether or not it's ultimately upheld, I'm not sure that we're going to change today, but I do want to tell you that I appreciate your point of view, and we have had lots of people that have come in here and expressed exactly what you're saying, okay? So given that, guys, do you guys have any other comments or questions, or do we have a motion on the floor as far as this property?
Susan has something before she does, though. I would just say that as far as a registration, they do have to have a permit. So whether or not the other party is working with a permit or not, we have no way to know since we don't know who that is. So we couldn't assess one to the other in that fashion. And there are people who do things without permits.
Okay. And I believe the assessor would like to say something as well.
Planning and zoning says that they're supposed to have a permit in the county.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They're also